I want to start by asking you a question. If someone gives you a present, what do you do with it? What do you do if someone gives you a present? Why don't we find out? I have a present. Anybody like a present this morning? I love your suspicious people. What do you mean you've got a present? I don't want it. I happen to know that David has a big birthday this week. Is that right, David? So maybe I should give this present to you and see what you do with it. So there you go. Happy birthday. Oh, he says thank you. That's good. Now he's going to open it. So have a look. All the rest of you will be going, oh, wish I'd said I'd like the present now. He's opening it very carefully. He's definitely a careful reuse the paper man. He really is very careful with the paper. I miss places to go, lunch. Okay. Ta-da! A box of chocolates. That's absolutely fine. What will you do with them next? I'm a bit hungry. Are you going to share them? After the service or? After the service! Brilliant. Children, make sure you see David after the service before any of the greedy adults get there, because you know what grown-ups are like. If someone gives you a present, most of us open it, say thank you, we look pleased with it, and then we use it. And in the case of chocolates or anything edible, when we use it, that means that we eat it. Unless, of course, you're my granny. Because for about 10 years, every single birthday and Christmas, we would give her a present, she would open it, she would say thank you, she would look genuinely pleased, and then she'd carefully wrap it back into the paper and put it in the top of the wardrobe, where it would stay for the next 10 years. It became something of a game in our family. What could we get my granny that she wouldn't be able to wrap back up and put in the top of the wardrobe? What could we give her that she absolutely had to use? There's no point in keeping a present if you're not going to use it. That's just foolish. It's patently obvious. If someone gives you something, you open it, and then you enjoy it. You make the most of it. You don't put it in the top of your wardrobe. Jesus told that story about two builders, and here's what he says from Matthew chapter 7. He says, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand." If you look through the Gospels at the start of the New Testament, then you will know that they are full of the words of Jesus. We have lots of the teaching that Jesus gave to the crowds and to his disciples. And the things that Jesus says tell us about who he is and what he's like. They tell us about who God is and what God's like. They tell us about who we are and what we're like. And the teaching of Jesus also tells us how to live, how to be, what to do, what to say, how to make the most out of life, how to be people who are fulfilled. If we come to church on Sunday, if we sit here and hear the words of Jesus, and then we go home and forget about them for the week, then it's the equivalent of putting a present on the top shelf of your wardrobe. It's like being given something that's a fantastic gift that you then wrap back up and put away. It's utterly foolish not to make use of a gift that you've been given. Wouldn't it be grim if at the end of the service, David took those chocolates away, put them in his cupboard until they were past their use-by date, and then he threw them away? What a complete waste. They're meant to be eaten. They're meant to be enjoyed. They're meant to be shared. And it's the same with the words of Jesus. They're not just something that we hear and then put away. They're something that we hear and then put into practice. We use them. We listen to them. We allow them to soak in. We let them change us. They shape what we do and say and who we are. It's a bit like that phrase, don't just talk the talk, walk the walk. It's a way of saying, put what you believe into practice. Make it something that's real. So, which of our two builders would you prefer to be like? Would you like to be like the silly one whose building ultimately fell down? Or would you like to be the smart one who, when the winds came down, stood there in his house that was solid and strong? The smart builder is the one who puts the words of Jesus into practice, who doesn't just put them into his wardrobe. Amen.